it's imperative for people to get their unused and unwanted drugs out of their homes. As we know, the opiate abuse has skyrocketed. Most people start their addictions with painkillers, with prescription drugs, and most people get them from their families and friends' medicine cabinets. So we encourage people on this day to get rid of not only your prescription meds, but any medication or vitamin or over-the-counter med that you don't use, get it out of your house. Make your house safe. We have 19 sites across the jurisdiction. You don't have to live in those towns to dispose of your medications. You can, if you, you know, you live in Goshen and you want to go to Williamsburg to drop your meds off, you certainly can do that. You know, there's no penalties. There's no, we're not paying you to get rid of your drugs. We're helping you to dispose of them because there really isn't a way for people to dispose of them other than this. I'm not sure if you know that we have also instituted the permanent drug take-back program. So we have 16 permanent drug boxes that are located across Franklin and Hampshire County in the town of Athol. That's a 24/7 program. Again, no questions asked. You can just bring your meds there. We do not accept needles. We don't accept chemo drugs, IV bags, or anything, or liquids. But it's certainly a great way to get these things out of your house, out of the hands of children, get them out of your parents' home, avoid accidental overdoses, and don't flush them down the toilet because we don't want to be polluting our environment as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned that this is the best way to dispose of them, and I suppose you do want to discourage people from tossing them in the trash or, as you said, flushing them down the toilet.
Right, and, you know, flushing them down the toilet is, you know, it gets into our water systems and our water streams. Putting them in the trash does basically the same thing, but also makes them more susceptible to people going through your trash and stealing them.
What's been the experience in years past with the drug take back day? Have you received quite a large amount of drugs that have come in as a result of this program?
Yes, over the course of 6 take back events that the district attorney has been involved with, we have collected close to 15,000 pounds of medication. That includes our permanent drug boxes. We just for the year 2013, our permanent boxes collected 3,200 pounds of medications that we disposed of. And the way we dispose of them is they're burned at Covanta Energy Systems in Agawam, and so it's closely monitored. They monitor the levels of gas and that kind of thing going out into the air, so we're not polluting the air. They have a strict monitoring system when they burn.
Is prescription drug abuse still a big problem? You'd mentioned that, you know, we have this very well publicized issue with heroin going on in the area now. But is prescription drug abuse still an addiction, still a major concern?
Yes, absolutely. You know, people generally start with prescription drug abuse, like Percocets or Oxys or hydrocodone. Teens believe that it's safer than using marijuana. Teens get them from their parents' medicine cabinets or from their friends' medicine cabinets or their grandparents, so it's easily accessed by teens. And then it can become a gateway drug to heroin, because once you start buying or having to buy opiates, prescription opiates, the cost is quite high versus buying a bag of heroin. So a pill, say an Oxy, which is 10 milligrams, would cost $10, or a 20 milligram pill would be 20, and as the dosage goes up, so does the price. So at some point, it becomes cost prohibitive for people to be able to purchase. So then they can turn to heroin. It plus it's a different high, and you know, you can buy it at a cheaper rate. So we really encourage people to get these meds out of their homes.
And for people who want to dispose of unwanted drugs today, how do they find a disposal location?
They can go onto the DEA website. What's up on the website should be a banner that says Got Drugs. And if you click on the Got Drugs banner, it should lead you to a site where it will list. What you do is you type in your zip code, and it'll list all the collection sites in your area where you can go to. So it's very convenient, and it's set up, it's pretty user-friendly, so people can do that. But there's collection sites all across Western Massachusetts, the state. It's a great day. It's a great event. We encourage people to utilize the program. And the other thing I would say is, again, it doesn't have to be prescription. It could be vitamins. It could be old cold pills, you know, things that you're no longer using. You can also dispose of your pet medicine. So if you've had a pet who has had surgery or has an illness and you have leftover medications from that pet, by all means, we encourage you to get rid of those as well.